Sir.
I'm here with my good buddy Kevin Remdy, and we just want to share some of our thoughts, especially some of the things we heard in the keynote and some of the top advantages. So, Kevin, when we think about it, what do you think probably was the biggest announcement we've heard so far this week? I mean, there's been so many, but you got to pick one or two.
You're trying to pick me, put me on the spot for one or two, huh? Man, you know what? All the things we're doing with regard to the Windows 8.1, for example, I mean, that's what people are really excited about finding out, at least as far as consumers and businesses and the ability to, things like work folders and work, you know, being able to join a work a device to a work group, and then the kind of the levels of security that you can grant, and even allow the end user to ask for a request for the sake of their device. And then, so they don't have to be fully domain joined, it's their device, but they can have a policy applied to it, they can have VPN settings pushed down to it, they can agree to be managed fully if they want to. When they leave the company, all those settings go away, any documents that were secured that were accessed and shared, and those actually will go away at that point. So it's like, it's truly bring your own device that's going to be supporting it.
Yeah, and I think really the important part there is that we're trying to blend, because if you think about people's laptops, my good friend Joey always says, you know what, the laptops don't have just work information on anymore. They have personal information, but yet they still have to adhere to our government's policies or our company's policies, so that when things happen, we can wipe out the stuff that we don't want and let them retain their personal information. So that was really big. I think for me,
I was going to say, what about the cloud?
Oh, the cloud stuff was amazing. I think probably just some of the biggest changes we have there. A lot of changes in the trial. We think the trial changes are going to be good.
That's really good.
With the billing. And we'll see how that's going to come out. But I think the biggest one was, at least from an IT pro perspective, and I know we had our good buddy Keith has written, you know, a gazillion PowerShell lines on how to deprovision things, right?
Yeah.
Because if you set something, you were being actively
charged.
Billed. Well, I think the number one thing there was if you turn them off, guess what? The meter's no longer running. You're no longer having to bill for that information. Even though if you did get expire out of the trial, you never lost your data. It was just kind of sitting up there in a stasis. And now it's just kind of, hey, you stop it, and it's just something you can turn on and get more extended out of that time.
That's right. And it's a more fine-grained, the clock doesn't go, boom, 1 hour anymore. You're actually being charged per minute instead. Yeah. So that's actually a huge change as well. We want to use the machine for 2 minutes, well, that's what you're going to be billed for.
Yeah, not to mention, I think, all the announcements they're making around the technologies and how it just Azure is growing leaps and bounds. And one of the things I was privileged to do is some instructor-led labs and just exposing to people like, wow, I didn't think you could do that in 3 hours. You know, stand up three servers, have them load balance and a web app. And they're like, yeah, and they're just amazed. I'm like, I wish I would have tried this sooner. So make sure you get out and try the trial, folks. It's something definitely worthwhile of it. But we also made a lot of other announcements there. I think probably a lot of really good things around Windows Server.
Windows Server, 2012 R2 has been announced and named and to be released later this year, they said.
Yep.
There'll be a,
that's phenomenal
a preview
speed.
Will be coming at the end of this month, probably the same time frame as the 8.1 preview for Windows Client. System Center 2012, as R2. I mean, these things were only out a year. Then they came out with SP1. Then a few months later, we announced an R2. But of course, it makes sense because we're adding so much new functionality with every one of these releases that we have to manage it. That we have to, you know, be able to manage it not only locally but also in the cloud. Capabilities for easily making gateways of virtual networks now and being able to drive those so the foundation in the server supports it, and then the management tools, of course, on top can drive it and manage it, configure it, and so on.
Yeah, and I took out of the way some of the things that Jeff Woosley saw was especially around storage and deduplication and compression, and you're thinking, hey, I don't want to, if I'm going to have a heavily utilized storage server, I should never ever dedupe it, it'll be fast. And
I don't want to put my virtual machine's hard disk on that storage, do I?
And he not only showed that it was faster, it was more efficient, and just the
actually
kinds
ran
of...
faster than
Yeah, ran faster than... storage. Traditional storage inside the environment. And when you look at the storage pool stuff that they showed, being able to have that tiered storage, say, hey, use all my fast disks first and then go to the slower drives, really is changing the game. Because I think with Windows Server, as I've had a lot of my good friend John always told me, was like, you know, look, storage has now become a first-class citizen in Windows Server.
I think it's always interesting when you find a little bit more about what Microsoft does in their data centers and with Windows Azure. I mean, the fact that we're running on commodity hardware, the fact that we're not doing SANs, it's all just cheap storage because we need to do it to be able to do it at scale. And so anybody should be able to take advantage of that same technology that we're running our data centers globally in, and that is Windows Server 2012. That is Hyper-V. That is local storage and storage spaces, and the flexibility we gain from all that is the same thing that you can gain and benefit from in your cloud, in your data center.
Yeah, well, and that was the one thing they announced that I thought was amazing when we saw it, because when they brought it up, you and I are used to seeing the Azure portal, like, it's just the Azure portal, and they said, no, this isn't an Azure, this is running in our own data center, and it was the same look and feel, that same ability. So
Azure Pack is what that's called.
The Azure Pack, and we've been telling customers, you can't really get that, that's just up in the Azure stuff. Now we're like, you can get that.
Now, and that will be in server.
And that's going to be in server, but it does require system center. It does require to do all that heavy lifting for automation that we have inside of there. So there's just been just a ton of great announcements that are out there. I know we're going to be doing a blog series covering all that, right?
Yes, we are. We've got a blog series started, a couple blog posts done. We're going to take a little break to finish Tech Ed because it's awful hard to blog and go to Tech Ed at the same time. It really is.
It is.
We got a lot of great information that we're going to summarize. We're going to take turns doing that through the month of June. And certainly as we get these releases, these previews, I have a lot to talk about there as well. And that'll happen before the end of the month too.
Well, and definitely because they're giving us a lot of information more and more. And I know some of our MVPs have already started blogging about some of those changes and those technical changes. They're going to be out there. And the great thing about the Tech Ed is that all this content is going to be up on the sites in a couple weeks. So folks, don't take our word for the stuff that we're seeing here. We'll get you some good links here at the bottom of this post to get you pointed to some of those sessions as well.
Go attend Tech Ed. Go watch the keynote now. It's online. You can do that.
Yeah, well, and if you can't make Tech Ed North America in about 3 weeks, if you want to go trip to Madrid, you can actually go do that as well. And I'll come with you. I'll get you in as a speaker. We'll figure out something anyways. that's about all I had. Just want to kind of give some people some highlights. Thank you, Kevin, for joining me. Anything else?
My pleasure. No, this is I got to get back to more sessions now. We're still here.
Back to sessions.